I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's up, everybody? Nicholas Moriano here, and I'm going to try something a little different. I'm going to do these mini episodes, so staying focused on a singular topic, something that's important for this Bears football team. And right now, it's the offensive tackle position, the status of that position going forward. Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune came out with a column basically stating that Braxton Jones likely won't be that starting left tackle for the October 13th game against the Washington Commanders. And it makes a lot of sense based off of how the game against the Raiders ended with Theo Benedict eventually replacing Braxton Jones at left tackle after Ozzie Tripillo was then placed into the starting lineup at right tackle with a little bit under 4 minutes left in the second quarter. And then even if you go before that, you guys, the end of the Detroit Lions game, Theo Benedict replaced Braxton Jones while the rest of the offensive line was in the game with Tyson Bagent playing quarterback in the blowout loss. So there have been signs. And how that Detroit Lions game went, for Braxton Jones, even going into the season, it was always a little bit, I don't know, walking on shattered glass for him. Coming off the injury, it took as long as it did to actually name a starter. And then, guys, when you go back to late August, what Ben Johnson said on the left tackle position, we're not afraid to make a change if the performance isn't where it needs to be. We'll make that decision going into next week, and that's going into week one. But the performance from Braxton Jones hasn't made you feel confident that he needs to be that starting left tackle. If anything, you almost want to look for different answers. And for right now, that short-term answer is Theo Benedict. And even on Ben Johnson's Zoom press conference call after the Raiders game, when he was asked about Theo, one of the first things he mentioned to you guys is his ability to run block. And just how, and this is, again, for Theo moving from right to left, Johnson says he's a really good run blocker, first and foremost. And I think that's an area where Ben Johnson drastically wants to see his team improve. Right now, the Bears are ranked 24th in the NFL in rushing yards with 102.3 yards per game, 25th in yards per rush at 3.8. That's not sustainable. That's not something that you can continually win with or barely win with, as we saw against the Raiders. Good win by the Bears, ugly win, but they won. But it wasn't because the run game was a major factor of it. The run game hasn't been a factor in really any of these football games. So if Theo Benedict's going to give you the best chance to raise a level of play from that specific aspect of the offense, then you got to try it. Because like I said, Braxton Jones hasn't given you any indication that he's the answer moving forward. So that's just things to consider here. And before we kind of get into the back half, the last part of this mini-episode. I don't know. I kind of like the name mini-episodes. Of course, they're sponsored by Windy City Sports Cards. They specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan, the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, of course they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. You can check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com and Triumph Drinks. This video is powered by Triumph, and like Ben Johnson is going to make it happen this season, you guys made this happen. Triumph Drinks is back for month three because of your support. And to celebrate, they gave us an even better deal to show you guys some love for supporting the show. When you use the code Nick, N-I-C-K, you get 25% off your next order. Triumph is clean. It tastes amazing. No sugar, no artificial ingredients. So thank you guys for making this happen. Now enjoy 25% off with the code Nick. Let's continue the discussion on the offensive tackles because that's one part of it. Now the right tackle spot, right? You have Theo Bennett, likely going to play that left tackle spot. Who knows for how long? We don't know at this point. But right tackle, it gets interesting.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
For a couple of reasons. But Ozzie Trapillo goes in, replaces Theo Benedict, same amount of time, a little less than 4 minutes left in the second quarter against the Raiders. And, you know, just me watching the film, I liked what I saw from Trapillo. I liked his ability to help out his teammates. His head was always on a swivel. Look at his very first snap. I posted on my Twitter, but he helps out left guard Jonah Jackson, or right guard Jonah Jackson. And then head on a swivel, goes up to help out his two tight ends and knocks Max Crosby back. You like that. And you saw that continuously from Ozzie. There are also a couple of reps that he's beat by Max Crosby. He was having the game of his life. So there's obviously room for improvement. But for Ozzie Trapillo, and for how the Bears saw him, it was always a vision of playing left tackle. And that didn't work. After that preseason game against the Miami Dolphins, the Bears kind of made this switch to then put him back at right tackle, have Braxton be your starting left tackle, and go from there. Theo Bennett got some reps with the ones there as well at left tackle. But Darnell Wright is still a part of this football team. Darnell Wright is not going anywhere, you guys. And for the people who are thinking that he's not going to be a right tackle, that's just not the case. Because outside of the penalties, which I completely agree, have been an issue with Darnell Wright. 6 penalties. That's in terms of the offensive tackle rankings, 107. So he's up there in terms of giving up penalties. But a 79.3 run blocking grade, that's 8th out of 109 tackles. 62 grade in pass blocking, that's 52nd. So they're about halfway in between, but he's only given up 1 sack, 1 quarterback hit, 3 total pressures in essentially 3 games. And he did play in one of those games with 1 arm after his elbow got hurt in the game against Dallas. Darnell Wright will be your starting right tackle when he's back and healthy from his injury. The question is, how do you get Ozzie Trapillo on the field? To me, that vision that the Bears had of Ozzie playing left tackle is still the way that they want this to work out for the offensive tackle positions. Darnell Wright at right tackle, Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle, and then you have an emerging player in Theo Benedict. And I feel like that's going to be the best way moving forward. But the short-term answer right now, Theo Benedict at left, Darnell Wright at right, Ozzie Gipillo developing, and you go with it from there. Because I just don't see a vision, a world where Ozzie Gipillo is your starting right tackle and Theo Benedict is your starting left tackle for this football team going forward, unless Darnell Wright is not full and healthy coming out of the bye week against the Commanders. And so that's where I think it gets interesting. But in terms of who's actually starting for this Bears offensive line, a healthy Darnell Wright will be starting, should be starting, and Theo Benedict should be starting in place of Braxton Jones to see if you can get the run game going. You need to see if you can elevate that part, that very important part of this offense. Because right now, Caleb Williams and company, they've really been playing offensive football without the run game, without an effective run game. I know DeAndre Swift scored the 2-yard touchdown in the game against Vegas. They gave him the go-ahead points, but they just need more out of that group. And if you can do that with Theo Benedict, Darnell Wright, make it happen. But guys, that's going to do it for this mini episode. And hopefully, maybe if this is something that you guys like, you can let me know and let's suggest topics moving forward. I already have a couple queued up in my head that I want to go through here as we enter the bye week. But if this is something that's, I don't know, easier to listen to, easier to consume one singular topic, I'm all for it. Always looking to cater to my listeners and viewers and just kind of find different ways of doing content here. But that's going to do it for this mini episode. Shout out to Windy City Sports Cards and Triumph Drinks. Make sure to like and subscribe. Leave a comment on one, this type of video, but also potential topics that you would like for me to discuss next time. And also let me know what you think. What should the Bears do at the offensive tackle positions? All right, guys, that's going to do it for this mini episode. I'll catch you guys next time.
Bend over to your right.
What the was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.